Here we've got my first experiment with panning photography. Ryan, the guy on the bike, he's a coworker of mine, and he had been telling me about panning photography, showing me a couple examples that he did, and I thought it might be fun to go try. So Ryan and I grabbed this bike, and we went out and we just tried messing around with some panning shots. He rode around in circles while I snapped photos, just put it in continuous high speed and just went click, 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 and snapped a bunch of photos. Honestly, there was nothing to it, to this type of panning photography, because so much was within our control. It just requires a lot of motor driving, which is when you jam down on the shutter and let the camera just click away. DSLRs, most DSLRs can do this. Some point and shoots can do it too. It's a cool thing to have. If you're into sports and wildlife photography, it's a great thing to have the motor drive option. Some people call it spray and pray, which means you just take so many photos and hope one of them turns out. And to be honest, that's kind of what happened here, because you never know how your panning shot's going to turn out when there's so many variables at play. You have to hold your hand steady and track the motion of your subject in order to get the action to freeze like this. Well, to get the subject to freeze while everything else is in motion. One problem with panning photography, at least on a day like this, is it was super bright. And so you can't leave your shutter open very long, otherwise it lets too much light in. But you have to leave your shutter open in order to capture the motion. I shot this at f16, ISO 100, which meant the smallest possible aperture on my camera and the least amount of light sensitivity possible. That meant that I had to leave the shutter open for a full 20th of a second, even in bright daylight here, in order for the exposure to be in order for the photo to be properly exposed. A nice neutral density filter would have helped, but that's okay. Maybe we'll try it again in the future. It's fun to get out and try things like this, though. I learned a lot in doing this. I learned about the background. If you'll notice, he's biking in front of steps, and steps have these horizontal lines, and so they don't really show motion. If it weren't for the bricks behind him, you wouldn't even be able to tell that he's moving, and the whole panning experiment would have been for nothing, because he wouldn't look like he's moving at all. He would just like look like he's sitting on a bike. So it's fun to try these panning shots, and especially on digital cameras when you don't have film, you could just take as many photos as you want. If you've never tried a panning shot, it might be fun to go out and try and see what you can come up with. It's kind of cool.